The next morning, Sunday, January the 19th, we slept as late as anybody wanted to. At least I did, because church had been planned for a church that had a convenient service and one that I was used to going to, that being the Methodist Church, which took place at 11:15. We went down to the little village of Thurmont to a very typical little Methodist church. There must be jillions of them just like it all over the country. Everywhere that we went, there was a crowd gathered on the sidewalk, and Lyndon just waved and waved and enjoyed them. And when he got out at the church, he just was bound to step across the street and shake hands with a lot of people. And there in the bitter cold was Helen Thomas, appointed to cover us for the weekend. And I just felt real bad stepping out of a comfortable car and watching her there on the sidewalk when there was no more news than us going to church. The minister was a real young man from somewhere in the South, Mississippi, I believe, and I felt very much at home. On the way out, we said hello to a lot of the congregation and shook hands, and then all got in the car and headed back for Camp David, where we bowled, had a delicious lunch, and settled down to some real good conversation. There's nobody I enjoy talking more to than the Bill Whites, Busby also. The talk went around Carl Rowan, pro and con, De Gaulle, and all the things you could and couldn't do about him, the possibility of a commission for passing on top-notch government employees. A lot of suggestions, perhaps no decisions, but at least a good exercise of mind and a good deal of relaxation with pleasant folks. We had a nap. Almost most of all, I enjoyed the bowling because although I came in last, and I am just overwhelmed at how good Lyndon is, and just as surprised as I can be at how good Busby, who is as far from athletic-looking as you can get, turned out to be, I still am determined that I'm not going to come in sixth in a team of six before summertime rolls around. We left around dusk and went back by helicopter to the White House, said goodbye to most of those who were with us, and came on inside to have dinner with the Bill Moyers, the Walter Jenkins, and Carl Rowan. It was then that Lyndon discussed quite openly and frankly and all the pros and cons with Carl the possibility of naming him to the USIS. His newspaper background, his having been an ambassador, many things fit him for it. But there are reservations and difficulties. I think he'll be appointed in a day or two. It's been the sort of weekend that fits you for a full week ahead, and I'm glad because beginning tomorrow morning, it's going to be a full 2 days for me.